welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion from beginning to end. And this time, we're going to be going over Adventure Comics number 290.
November. Another number there?
Yeah. From November 1961. Cover art by Kurt Swan and Stan Kay, and written by maybe Robert Bernstein and Mort Weisinger, maybe? And art, I'm pretty sure, is by George Papp and Ira Schnapp as the inker. Otherwise, if I'm wrong, people will email me, I'm sure. Let's talk about the cover. On the cover, it's going to be really hard to describe, but I'm going to describe it anyways. Awesome.
Go for it.
Okay, there's Superboy, and Superboy is holding a box made of lead that has Brainiac's face on it.
And Brainiac's name.
Brainiac 5. I keep saying Brainiac. It's Brainiac 5.
We know who we meant.
Quirrell.
When Brainiac shows up, Brainiac 1, we will let you know.
Yeah, don't worry.
But until then, when we say Brainiac, we mean Brainiac 5.
Yes. So, he's holding a box.
Looks like a slab of cement.
Yes, it doesn't really look like a box. And there's a bunch of other boxes, and all those other boxes have Legionnaires' faces painted on them.
With their names.
With their names underneath. Carefully stenciled. And Superboy is bringing Brainiac box to Sunboy, and he's saying, "Here, Sunboy, this lead chest holds the last part of the terrible invention which the Legion of Superheroes dismantled and buried years ago. What's inside but the boxes? My X-ray vision can't see through lead." And Sunboy says, "Be patient, Superboy. In a moment, you'll see. Ha, little does a fool realize that when I..." This is in a thought bubble. Not out loud. That would
be awesome
that,
if it's not loud.
That would be pretty amazing. "Little does a fool realize that when I assemble all six parts, they'll form the only weapon which can destroy Superboy." This is on the cover. The story hasn't even started yet. But this scene is repeated like 50 times.
Yeah, and it's repeated directly in the next page.
Yes.
In the main splash page thing.
Yeah.
It's like almost the exact same thing. Basically.
So, onwards to the secret of the seventh superhero. Is he the seventh? Is that what...
I don't know. I lost count.
Oh, but man, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we only count these people... Okay, so
whatever.
The next splash page thing has a Superboy and what I've just been told by Adriana is a giant thought bubble. I didn't know it was a thought bubble. I thought it was, like, smoke in the landscape.
It takes up like 80% of the page, I would say.
Yeah. So you see Saturn Girl and Cosmic Boy and Lightning Lad and Chameleon Boy and Phantom Girl and Brainiac 5 in his thought bubble holding these boxes with their own faces on them and their own names painted on the side of them.
He's not the Seventh Legionnaire.
Well,
there's that Invisible
forces.
Kid.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, I'll erase you. I am going to write a letter to all these dead people that made this comic book. My God.
Hey, they can't count.
I'm going to crisis this out.
Maybe Invisible Kid didn't get in?
No, he got in. He totally got in.
They can't count, okay? Leave them alone.
Whatever. He's invisible.
So he doesn't count.
And uncountable. So, again, Sunboy is having evil thought bubble. Another thought bubble! Where he's saying, "Ah, yes, Superboy, and what shocking surprise awaits you when you bring the six chests to me." And it's like, okay, so if you haven't figured it out now, there's six boxes. Superboy has to bring the boxes to Sunboy. Sunboy, every time he brings a box to him, Sunboy will have an evil thought going, "Ah, yes, bring them all to me, and I will assemble them into an evil weapon." This will happen so many times. Oh, my God. Okay, that's time number two.
The story is like two completely different stories that have absolutely nothing to do with each
other. With excessive amounts of repetition in both parts of the stories.
And then somebody got drunk and shoved them together.
It's like a Dr. Seuss story, really.
Nothing rhymes.
No, but there's like a lot of repetition. God damn it. Can't work with you. So, our story starts out at the train yard or something of Smallville. Smallville, which is a small town, hence the name, but has a lot of things in it that a small town shouldn't have, like Smallville Lumber Company, for example. Anyways, we see this kid that looks remarkedly a lot like Clark Kent,
and by that we mean exactly like Clark
literally,
Kent.
Yes, exactly like Clark Kent. But it is not Clark Kent.
It
is Tom Tanner. Tom Tanner is a hobo boy. He is like...
he's
on a train!
He's a juvenile delinquent.
If you sneak onto a train, you are called a hobo.
Is that the official meaning of hobo?
I think so.
Did you just make that up, or did you look that up?
That feels like a real definition to me.
All I know about is wino, so okay. I'm gonna have to take your word for
it. Okay, so there's this boy, and he is a juvenile delinquent, and he just fucking happens to look like Clark Kent.
He even has little glasses.
Yes, he has glasses, has the same hair... He looks exactly like him.
Except he's wearing a smart orange jumpsuit thing, little jacket, pants.
Yeah.
Wait, he looks like he just busted out of prison.
Yeah.
Which, in fact, he just busted out of a reform school.
Yeah, so this one guy is, like, wearing pink, and he is awesome, and he's, like, has a club in his hand for some reason.
He's gonna beat the hobos,
he's
obviously.
Going to beat this hobo off the train. And he's like, hey, get out of here, you. And he's like, oh, that, oh, he's a brakeman? A brakeman looks like that, apparently. Huh. Whatever. And so, Doppelganger is like, this guy spotted me. Horrible. I'm gonna run away. And he runs away.
He's like, Smallville? I've never been here before. I look around town before I push on to a bigger city, because nobody wants to be in Smallville.
Yeah, Smallville sucks. He's like, this burg isn't bad for a hick town. I actually like this guy.
You like this guy?
Because he's got, like, attitude, and he is critical of this shitty town. He's thinking, maybe I can find a job here, and oh shit, the cops! And the cops are right there. And, you know, Clark is a well-known, nice, mild-mannered little boy, so everyone knows him for some reason. And it's pretty creepy, that's gross. But it's because it's a small town, you know. And so the cops are like, hey, Clark! Oh, why do you look so nervous? Oh, your jacket's all torn, because he's, like, hobo riding on the train. And these cops are very concerned and, like, trying to molest Clark Kent, but...
No, you mean help him home.
I don't know, I'm suspicious of this cop that is, like, way too personal.
He gets out of the car, and what's up with your clothes? He's pointing a little too closely to his lower regions.
Yes, I don't trust this fucking cop. He knows where Clark lives, too. That's fucking creepy.
Everybody knows where Clark lives in this comic. Yeah.
I understand why the milk guy knows where Clark lives, because he delivers milk. Cop guy shouldn't know where mild-mannered, well-behaved Clark lives.
Maybe his parents used to have a drug problem. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing possibilities.
Mom and Pa can't have a weed farm. That makes sense. That's why they're so laid back about their son being a freak. Tom Tanner is a pretty good at lying. He's like, oh no, I tore my clothes. I'm heading home to change clothes. Cop's like, but your house is that way. He's like, oh right, ha ha ha. And the cop just totally believes him. But then again, Clark's kind of retarded.
Yeah. So he's talking to this cop, and the cop's like, your house is that way, go on. And Tom is like, oh, this is pretty awesome. I'll just pretend to be this guy for a little while. And the cop believes him, and as our juvenile delinquent is walking away, he says, what a boner I pulled.
Wow.
I know that it must have meant something else there.
What could it possibly have meant?
I mean, if I'm going to use context clues here, a stunt, maybe? Is anyone familiar with the phrase, what a boner I pulled, not meaning what?
Yeah, what could that possibly mean? I don't know what word could go in there to make that sentence make sense. What a stunt. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
What a stunt I pulled? That would
no,
fit.
No.
What a, maybe what a boner I pulled means I lie very well.
If you are very old and you know what this phrase means, please tell us. Otherwise, I'm going to assume something horrible. Okay, moving along.
Maybe he just really liked the cop.
Oh, gross.
You said it.
Story's so inappropriate. I'm not okay with this. So, Tom's hungry because he's a hobo, and he sees a milk truck, and he's like, I'm going to take some milk. And the milkman's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, oh, it's you, Clark. And then this milkman makes up a crazy story about this, like, fucking comic is making up a crazy story about why Clark is behaving so fucking weird. Just for him. He's not, like, a master liar, either. He's just really lucky that all these people make up stories for him.
He's going along with... See, this is a town of people who like to make assumptions.
That's true. But not little assumptions like, oh, you must be Clark Kent.
Huge leaps in logic. I mean, he does look just like Clark Kent.
That's true. The milkman says, oh, you were going to deliver the milk to your own house. Okay.
He's like, yeah, that's what I was doing, buddy.
Awesome. And so he, like, starts walking past his own house, and the milkman's like, oh, but your house is right there. You're walking past it. He's like, ho-ho, that's better for a moment. I thought you forgot where you lived. Ha-ha.
I like this here because he doesn't say a word back to the milkman in these two panels.
Yeah. I wonder why all the people in Smallville think that Clark is weird. Maybe we're going to find out in a second.
Awesome. This is awesome.
Okay, so Clark is downstairs, and he is working on a science project on magnets. And it looks like the most ghetto, like, fucking third grade project I've
ever... There's a giant magnet, and he's wrapping, like, a wire on a pole. This is his advanced...
Okay, and
this boy digs holes for his answer for everything. What do you want him to do for a science project?
No, hold on. Hold on, we're gonna see his science ingenuity right now.
That's right.
Okay, so he listens to the radio, and the radio says that there was a strange object that landed in just west of Maple Grove, because shit's always going down in Smallville. And so he uses supervision to go and see what's going on. He's like, oh, it's a time bubble, like my asshole Legion friends use when they're gonna come and see me. And he's like, I see where I don't go to school this morning. I don't know what that sentence means.
I think it's a typo. I see where I don't go to school this morning. I
don't know if there's a colloquialism or...
I don't know.
I don't know what that means! Anyways, I think it vaguely might mean where, oh, I'm probably not going to go to school today because I got a lot of shit to do because these assholes from the future are here. Because in the next panel, he goes to his closet full of robots. Not just robots of him, but robots of his parents as well.
Why does he have robots of his parents?
I don't know. Also, there's a robot of Lana Lang there.
Well, we know what that one's for.
Okay, yeah.
What about the ones of his parents?
I like that he has two Superboy robots and two Clark Kent robots. The only difference seems to be, like, they're wearing slightly different outfits, the Clark Kent ones, but the Superboy ones are, like, all the same. So, okay, wait. He has created lifelike robots.
But his science project is a giant magnet and some wire.
Yes.
But he can create and of course he created Supergirl's robot as well, later.
Anyways, Superboy's robots are all fucked up right now. He's like, huh, that's weird. Oh, maybe the electrical flash that happened when the time bubble showed up fucked them all up.
Convoluted.
Yeah.
Convenient, robot broken. Really what that means.
Yeah, so normally a robot would take his place at school, which is probably why everyone in fucking Smallville thinks that Clark's a giant retard that needs help finding his way home.
House. Yeah. And we all know his craftsmanship, so imagine what that robot must be like at school.
I'm just saying,
this explains some stuff.
So then he says, I can't take the time to tell Mom where I'm going because he's never heard of leaving notes.
Mm-hmm. And he's, you know what, he's really fast. He couldn't just, yes. She knows who he is. It's not like he couldn't have flown through the kitchen and went, Mom, I gotta go do something, I'll be back. Yeah. He's just like, I gotta immediately go through my retarded trap door some trees.
Considering who is here in his time period, considering that's his asshole friends from the future, I can understand why he wants to get there right then. Guys.
Guys, what are you doing now?
What are you doing? So, meanwhile, while Clark took off to go see his asshole friends,
conveniently without a robot duplicate to take the place of Clark Kent,
and just at this moment, Tom Tanner, the little juvenile delinquent boy, has come to the door of Clark Kent's house, and Ma Kent is there. She's got, like, soap in her hair, and she's like, oh, weren't you downstairs in the basement? And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh.
He literally says like four words on this.
He doesn't even make an excuse. She fills it in for him, like, oh, I'm sorry, son. I've been shampooing my hair and so have my eyes. I probably just didn't see that you went to go get the milk.
And then you locked yourself out.
She literally says, oh, you locked yourself out. She makes a big, like, weird story.
And all he says is, well,
And she's like, okay, put the bottle in the kitchen, and I'll make breakfast as soon as I rinse the soap out of my hair. And how much do I never want to think about Ma Kent taking a shower? Fucking kill me now. Well, she killed my boner.
Awesome. You're going to hell for that.
She's like, okay, get your school books from your room. And he's like,
this is very convenient for this Tom that she's pointing the direction to his room. Go to your room, up the stairs, 7 paces to the right.
He's like, my room must be upstairs, and she's pointing up the stairs. Good job, Tom.
But he's a detective.
He's smarter than fucking Clark, whatever. And he's like, this must be her son's room. There's nobody here. But then he makes his awesome assumptions.
He also makes assumptions. It's a disease in Smallville.
Oh, my
God. He's been in Smallville for more than 5 minutes, so he's caught the assumption disease.
Yes. Maybe this Clark Kent I look so much like decided to run away from home, and his mother doesn't know about it yet. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not like, maybe he's in the bathroom, maybe he's out back, maybe he already went to school. He's like, he must have run away. He's not in his room this moment. He must have run away.
Oh my God.
The mom doesn't know. He ran away.
Anyway, here's my chance to get into a clean suit of clothing. So he puts on Clark's usual outfit of a little red sweater and little blue pants and gay little bow tie. And he comes down for breakfast and his mother made pancakes. Well, not his mother. Ma Kent made pancakes. And he's like,
and she's got an awesome head wrap on.
He's got really bad manners because he's a little juvenile delinquent. Secretly, she's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
And he's like, by the way, this is like the most juvenile delinquent-y thing he does. Like,
he punches a dude.
Later. He deserved it.
That's true.
He totally deserved it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying, this is like the nicest juvenile delinquent I've ever seen.
Secretly, he stole all of their silverware.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he killed someone once before.
Juvenile delinquent hobo eating pancakes. Pancake stealer. Anyways, he's eating Clark's pancakes. And he's like, I must see if I can impersonate Clark Kent in school, too. I'd like to take over his life if I can get away with it.
So he just assumes because Clark Kent's run away, obviously. Yeah. He's not there for, like, the minute he's been in the house.
He's literally been gone a minute. And so he goes to... Oh, actually, Maple Grove is a different town. 50 miles from Smallville.
Oh, for once, something didn't happen in Smallville.
Why did they land out so far away from Smallville?
Some boy's stupid.
Anyway.
So the next thing cuts away from Liar McJuvenile Pants and goes to the real Clark Kent, Superboy. And he's arrived where the space bubble has appeared in this Maple Grove town.
Maple Grove town.
And he sees one of his superhero friends coming out, but it's not really one of the ones he knows.
Yeah, this is the first time he meets someone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because Supergirl's met.
Yeah.
Sunboy, but he's never met him, but, yeah. You know, Sunboy looks like one of those jerks. Sunboy introduces himself, and he's like, hey, Superboy, I figured the news of my appearance would have been fast, and that you'd show up even faster to check up on the report, which I don't know why he didn't just land closer, but anyway. Shh. I'm Sunboy, newest member of the Superheroes Club from the 30th century. And Superboy explains, like, man, your bubble, like, messed up my robots. He's
close
like,
the door.
Yeah, close the door.
It literally, Sunboy left the door open to the time bubble. It fucked up everything within a 50-mile radius.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, okay. Closes the little door.
Everything's fine.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Superboy. Basically, there's like a flashback. You see like Saturn Girl saying like, oh, Radiance, he's like a human sun. And he's like, yes, I acquired the power when an accident in my father's lab where he was conducting solar experiments bombarded me with solar rays. I like how to give anyone a power, they just get attacked by like a ray of that type. If I shoot you with a smart ray, you get smart powers.
Awesome.
If I shoot you with an evil ray, you become evil.
That's what happened.
Yeah. I soon discovered that I had absorbed so much solar energy that at will I could shine like this. Yeah, I'm gonna try that sometime and see if I don't die.
So. I like that panel, by the way, because everybody's like covering their faces.
Yeah, it looks like he's really ugly or something.
I like it because Brainiac 5 is like right up at the front. He looks so concerned.
Yeah.
It's like a super cute little panel. He's like, oh! Anyway.
And he got an assignment from Lightning Lad. Says, take the time machine in the past. We need you to locate the terrible weapon sketched on this diagram. And he explains, in the future they still use paper. And a brilliant criminal, and they still sketch. Why don't they just have the blueprint? God.
They have tiny placards. He's wearing ladies' tights. Just accept it.
A brilliant criminal scientist invented this weapon, intending to use it against humanity. But he died shortly after our Legion discovered the weapon's existence, so six of us dismantled it and isolated each part into a separate lead-covered chest. Why they covered it with lead, I don't know.
Why they put their faces on it?
I think it's Quirrell. It has to be Quirrell, like, carefully adhering faces to things and
like,
putting the text underneath
it. Phantom Girl, you take this box. It's got your name on it. Here you go.
Yeah, so they don't get them confused. And otherwise, they, like, fight over them, be retarded.
Forget what they're doing in the middle of it. This box almost got my face
Right, face box, right. So they take these boxes. Okay, they think this is a good idea. They take these boxes that have the weapon, they take them into a time bubble, and go into the 20th century.
Think about this. They took a deadly weapon, they dismantled it, put it in six different boxes, and buried it in the past.
Yeah.
The past will eventually become the present, and those things will still be there. What?
Oh my god!
Why was this the plan?
It's like, I'm gonna put it in the box, this box in the ground in the past. And they're like, hey, there's a box here!
There's a box in this place where I put a box in the past!
It's like, I just see them putting it under, like, a desk, and then, like, oh, I took care of that! And then they go under the desk, like, hey, there's a box here! Oh my god, he's like, fucking retarded.
Shouldn't they have jumped into the future? Like, if the problem is they don't want someone, I'm assuming they don't want someone in their time to get a hold of this box, let alone someone in the 20th century to get a hold of this future weapon of death.
Oh my god.
So they buried in the past. Alright. Okay.
You know what I think they could have done was,
anything
I don't know,
with that?
Fucking destroy these weapons.
Maybe.
Toss them into the sun. Okay.
I think they want to keep them around just in case.
Whatever. So, then Sunboy explains, however, recently occurred to the Legion that some criminal in the 20th... This isn't even the concern that we had. This is their concern. It occurred to the Legion that some criminal in the 20th century might locate the six sections and assemble a weapon. Hence my mission to transport the six containers to the future, where we have built a secret vault to house all forbidden weapons. And here's this diagram that Lightning Lad gave me.
I love Lightning Lad. It's just little...
I hope he drew this himself.
Boxes. Can you imagine, he was like, give him the time machine, here's a diagram of six boxes, with no other information on the diagram. Go find them, go!
He's supposed to have given him directions, maybe there's directions on this thing. It's supposed to say where the places are. All the diagram looks like are boxes that Lightning Lad wrote in English.
I believe that he didn't do anything when give him a picture.
of six boxes. Find these!
Go, Sunboy, go.
I like that Sunboy's saying, oh, I got this assignment to go look for these. And then he's like, just make Superboy do it. He's a micromanager. Anyways, Superboy's like, awesome, okay. Before I gather up the different parts, I'd better zip home to Smallville and tell Mom what was going on. You know, to let her know why he wasn't, there. Probably for her to, call him to pancake time. Of course, while Superboy is leaving, saying, I'm gonna go check on Mom, Sunboy's thinking, the fool! He swallowed my story! Little does he know whom he's really helping, or what use I intend to make of the weapon after I assemble it.
I'm getting the feeling that, this Sunboy might be evil.
Shh! Don't ruin the ending, goddammit! So, Superboy sees... Remember that he's dating Lana. Lana is his girlfriend. And he sees Lana with Tom Tanner. He doesn't know who Tom Tanner is. He just sees, a dude that looks just like him pretending to be him and walking to school with his girlfriend. Now, I'd be pretty fucking concerned if some dude that looks just like me is... hang out with my girlfriend.
Just walked out of my mom's house, my little old mom.
Yeah.
Just walking with my little girlfriend.
Yeah. So all he thinks is, I should expose him now, but maybe I can make use of his impersonation. He's not thinking, maybe this guy's going to rape my girlfriend. Maybe he's going to shank my mom and wear her skin as a dress.
These were simpler times.
Superboy's never seen Silence of the Lambs. My God.
Episode of Law and Order.
Oh my God. Lana's going to end up in a hole with a bucket and lotion.
He'll have dug the hole, though.
Yeah. Right? Oh, that's
true. It'll just do his holding
powers. Oh, no. So he thinks, I can make use of his impersonation. With my robots unable to perform, I'll let him act out the part while I go and get those boxes.
I love this too, because man, he could have just gone and failed all his tests and punched the teacher in the face, yeah.
He could have killed everyone in his school.
It'll probably work out.
He's like, there's no danger of my folks blurting out the secret of Superboy, of my identity to him. Why isn't that a chance? His parents are always asking him to do Superboy-like things, like he fucking lights his dad's pipe with his heat vision. True. No, there's actually a huge danger of them, those old senile people blurting out his identity.
Okay, so he's led a possible murder, hang out with his family and friends and loved ones,
yes.
And he's gonna let his secret identity possibly be revealed.
Yeah.
So
Tom Tanner is a badass, and he shows this badassery by hopping over a wall.
Ooh.
Ooh. Some kid is like, oh, he's a better athlete than he's been pretending.
By the way, this is not a very tall wall.
Yeah.
I could hop that wall.
You know what? In Smallville, this is the biggest wall they've ever fucking seen. And Lana's like, he's being pretty weird today. I've always suspected that he was Superboy. Oh, she doesn't know he's Superboy. Oh my God.
Oh, you didn't realize?
Oh, they're dating and she has no idea. No. Awesome. Okay, maybe I can prove it this morning. And so she's thinking that her boyfriend is Superboy.
This is the best thing I've ever heard. She wants to test him and see if Clark Kent is actually Superboy. And the method in which she chooses to do this is amazing.
What she does is she finds a giant jock who looks like he would eat Clark alive. His name is Eddie, by the way. And she gives him a pair of scissors. I don't know where she got these. And she should keep those on her in case she has a stab Tom, by the way. And so she gives this pair of scissors to Eddie and says, take these scissors I use in sewing class and cut off a lock of his hair. And she's thinking, okay, well, Superboy's hair shouldn't be able to be cut. I don't know why, because he's not like he has long hair.
What?
Superboy doesn't.
He can't cut. You can't cut his hair. I thought he had to cut his own hair with his.
What do you mean?
But
what
how
mean?
Is he? How is he cutting his own hair? Actually, why would you look at Superboy and think, "Oh, well, his hair must be impenetrable as well"?
That's a good point.
Yeah, right. Because he doesn't have long, luxurious locks. His hair must be getting cut somehow.
Huh.
Anyways,
well, maybe she saw his head get lit on fire once or something, and his hair was perfectly fine.
Maybe. Okay. Anyways, Eddie says, sure, Lana, even if Clark gets sore at the practical joke, he won't do anything about it. He's too timid.
What mean little bastard? Because the new practical joke is to cut off someone's hair.
It's Lana's practical joke, because she's a psycho bitch, is why.
She does, like, stalk into people's houses for fun.
Okay, he goes and does it. And she's like, oh, Superboy's hair is indestructible, and if scissors break, that'll prove that he's Superboy. That makes no sense. Okay. And so Eddie goes up to Tom and cuts his hair, and he's like, what the fuck? What the fuck did you just do to the motherfucker?
Like, Tom has, like, the only realistic reaction in this whole entire
comedy. Tom kicks a lot of ass, actually. Yeah. I like him. Go, Tom. Do you know how J.D., Tom Tanner, gets things done? He punches Eddie right in the fucking face. That's awesome. And even
it's
Lana's like...
J.D.? Is it juvenile delinquent?
Yeah.
Aw, you abbreviating stuff?
Yeah.
Good job.
J.D.? J.D.S.B.? Superboy? Yeah.
Go sleep.
Lana's like, well, what a punch. Clark is different this one. She thinks he's kind of hot, I think. I think Lana is, like, getting seduced by Tom Tanner, actually. At the North Pole.
Meanwhile, back to that other story that only vaguely relates to this one so far.
So, meanwhile, Superboy's, like, looking for boxes. And it's kind of cute. He's, like, holding the little sheet of paper and holding the box underneath one arm. And
he's, like, digging around in ice or water? What's going on here?
He's, at... one of the North Poles, and one of the North Poles, one of the poles. They're not both North Pole. God, he finds one of the boxes. It's Cosmic Boy's box. Of course, it's near the magnetic pole. It's like,
Cosmic
of course,
Boys.
Whatever. And so, then the next box is underneath the ocean. For some reason, because Saturn Girl put it there.
She bosses the animals of the sea around with her bossing powers.
Yeah. Powers of bosser. That's two boxes, and he brings back two boxes. And Sunboy's like, wonderful! Did you have any trouble digging these up, Superboy? Of course not. Superboy's a fucking professional digger.
Yeah, that's all he does.
So he did dig a tunnel in this episode.
That's true.
It's awesome. And Sunboy's saying, the fool's real trouble will begin when I assemble the parts. This is number 4 or 5?
By the way, he wants to assemble the evil parts.
In case you haven't figured it out yet. And Superboy's going, no, the directions you gave me were pretty clear. It's awesome. I'm gonna go get some rest.
Meanwhile, at Smallville High...
Tom Tanner is enjoying high school.
Again, I have to point out that this is, like, the nicest, most
normal,
you kind of feel delinquent I've ever seen.
Kind of feel bad for this kid.
He's, like, excited for school. He was so excited for the pancakes earlier. Yeah. He thinks Clark Kent has a great life, and he wishes it was his.
I almost wish I were Clark Kent, so I could keep coming back to school to learn more things.
Aww.
And then he, like, fucking hits a home run at... I don't know, is this gym class or something?
I don't know. I like how he's still wearing a sweater. Yeah. Everybody else is, like, in different clothes, by the way.
He only wears red sweater. And meanwhile, Superboy's, like, got two more boxes. Phantom Girl's box. Why don't you talk about Phantom Girl's box?
Oh, gosh. So, the very first time we flipped through this comic, I noticed that on the first page, you see all the Legionnaires and they're holding their boxes, and all the boxes are fairly large, except... Phantom Girl's box.
Right.
Phantom Girl's box is really small. And at first I was like, well, maybe it's just the angle of the box. Because it was like foreshortened and you're just seeing one end. But then I flipped through the comic and she in fact has like the tiniest box. Something about that's super hilarious to me. It's like they didn't trust her with a real box. They just gave her like...
It's not like a girl thing because Imra has a giant full-size box.
Yeah, Saturn Girl has like big box. So it's just... Phantom Girl has, like, tiny baby box.
Like, you take the box that has the instructions in it. Don't lose it. We put your face on this box. Only this box. You take this box. Okay. So, Superboy, meanwhile, brings... This literally, like, three times on one page. He, like...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He brings back these two more boxes, and he's like, here you go. Hey, you know what? These boxes are made of lead.
Huh.
I can't see into them.
Huh.
That's kind of fucking weird. Why would the Legionnaires put these in lead boxes?
Huh.
Sunboy's like, be patient, Superboy. In a moment, I'll show you. And ha, little does he realize that when I assemble all six parts, they'll form the only weapon which can destroy Superboy.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Sunboy's about to open a box, and he's like, actually, you know, I better not open these here. He's actually pretty smooth, this Sun Boy. He's like, they'd probably be angry with me if I open them up here without, like, you know, proper clearance. Cosmic Boy's a total tight ass about that shit. He doesn't say that, but that's probably what he meant. Yeah, that's what he means.
We know Cosmic Boy.
Yeah. He's like, okay, sure, I'll just help you load these into the time bubble since you're a weak pussy. I can't even go fetch these boxes that have clear instructions on how to get them. He's like, goodbye, Superboy. I and the Legion of Superheroes sure appreciate what you've done by being my gopher. And Superboy's like, why, don't mention it. Sunboy, have a good trip back to the 30th century. And they shake hands. Shake hands. Remember this. They shake hands. And they say goodbye. And then Superboy flies away. And again, there's a thought bubble coming from the time bubble in the background, and this thought bubble says, as soon as Superboy is gone, I'll reverse engines and return to the present. I don't want him to be around when I assemble the weapon.
Bum, bum, bum.
So we're like, I'll scoot home now and switch to Clark Kent. I want to confront my impersonator when he comes back from school. But Clark kind of mistimed this, and by the time he comes home, Tom Tanner's already in his house again.
It's because there was a half day at school. There's a teacher's convention. Did you read this?
I'm sorry, I didn't read
this. There's a teacher's convention.
Literally, it says there's a teacher's convention.
So he came home early, basically. So, imposter, juvenile delinquent, but actually super nice boy. Tom Tanner is already home, sitting at the table, drinking milk. And Ma Kent's in the room. And I guess she can't cook, because she's like, there's a fire raging out of her
hand. Yeah, she went from, like, awesome cook to, like, shitty cook.
You see Clark's, like, peeking in through the window, and you see little Tom Tanner and his little glass of milk, and he's looking all surprised, and there's a raging fire coming out of the pan, and Ma Kent's like, good gracious, Clark, the fat in the frying pan has caught fire. Blow out the flames with your super breath.
Of course, Tom can't, because he's not Superboy. So and
he's like, wah, wah, wah. What?
And Superboy's like, oh, shit, well, you know what? He doesn't know that I'm Superboy.
Well, I love it, too.
My mom's letting the cat out of the bag.
I love it, too, because in case her asking him to use super breath wasn't clue enough, the next thing she says is, this is no time for joking, Clark. As Superboy, you can use one of your many superpowers to put out that fire.
Oh my god, Ma Kent.
Clark's like, oh god, Ma.
God! But I like how he's not concerned about his mother catching fire. He's still worried, like, oh man, my secret identity. It's like, your mom is gonna catch on fire. But anyways, he blows it out from the window. Tom Tanner thinks the fire just went out by itself for some reason.
And then the mom's like, thanks, son. Sometimes your superpowers amaze me.
And then Tom Tanner gets the idea. He's like, okay, well, the jig is up. I'm not actually Clark Kent. I don't have superpowers. But now you've made it very clear with all your exposition that your son is actually Superboy. And if you don't let me fucking be Clark Kent, I'm going to tell everyone that Clark Kent is Superboy. Oh, my God. And Superboy's like, oh, shit. This Tanner kid has us over a barrel. I don't want to know what that phrase means. That sounds upsetting.
Over a barrel? I've heard that before.
I don't like that.
Heard that before.
I don't like that.
Not like the boner one. This is... I consider this an acceptable
phrase. A Tanner kid has us over a boner.
No.
So, meanwhile, Superboy is, I don't know, assembling the parts.
Oh, Sunboy.
Sunboy, oh my god. Sunboy is assembling those parts that he's mentioned about 50 times. How surprised Superboy will be not only to learn I've returned, but discover that these boxes contain the six dismantled sections of a robot's body. So the big scary weapon is not just a robot.
It's like the dumbest looking robot.
It is. No, not the dumbest looking
robot.
Oh
no, that robot's not. This is foreshadowing to something much later. But anyway. There's a cooler robot.
This robot blows. This robot has, like, little spikes coming out of his head like Hellraiser, and it has a giant
eye. He, like, Pinhead? Whatever.
Wow, you have the worst taste in men.
Everybody loves Pinhead.
I don't. Anyway. Gross. Anyways, he's putting together this robot, and what this robot does is it shoots a ray out of its eye. It's one giant abomination eye. And this ray turns good people into bad people and bad people into good people.
Why would it even have the... I can understand the good people and bad people if it's a bad weapon made by bad people. But why would it have the other one? Why would...
Some people just want to be thorough with their inventions, okay?
I'm just saying what evil scientist was sitting around going, oh, I'm going to create the ultimate evil weapon to turn all good people into bad.
Yeah.
But because I want to be even, I shall also make the switch here, and when you turn it, it will turn people into good. It's good to have.
Sunboy is like, I'm gonna rock this shit. I'm going to make...
He's gonna rock his shit?
Yes. His plan... What the hell is his plan, Kristen? I don't understand this.
He wants the robot to go turn Superboy bad.
Okay. And so he's like, go to Clark Kent's house and zap Clark Kent with your evil ray. And he's like, well, I know that Clark Kent's super... I don't know why he didn't just say, go fucking find Superboy and zap him.
He needs to say Clark Kent. I don't understand. Do you know the plot of this story? He needs to say, go to Clark Kent's house. It needs to be Clark Kent, okay?
Okay.
I'm not trying to ruin anything.
So these two disparaging, retarded stories of, like, doppelgangers come colliding together when the Cyclops comes and zaps some boy in an orange sweater.
You know, I feel bad for this robot, I just realized.
Oh, why?
This robot, like, talks and stuff. He's like, whoever assembles me is my master. I therefore obey thee, Master Sun Boy. He runs off to do his bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And he even says, sorry, Clark Kent, or should I say Superboy, I must carry out Sun Boy's commands. The ray from my eye will turn you into an evil human being.
This robot has some personality, and you're thinking, oh, Superboy's gonna save this robot. Superboy does not. I'm sorry, I'm gonna ruin this for you, but obviously Tom Tanner got fucking blasted by the ray, okay?
And so I did not see this coming.
Oh my god. The only reason for this, like, yeah, hobo this, version this, like, of Clark.
What page are we on in this story? This is like page 78, it seems.
Yeah.
70 pages of this, like, Tom Tanner boy, just so this robot can come and blast the wrong person.
Oh, God. And so the robot comes back and says, I did that. And Superboy's...
I did that.
Superboy's, like, falling behind him. And he picks up a telephone pole. And somebody's like, oh, obviously he's evil now, because real Superboy wouldn't pick up a telephone pole.
Yeah, he's like... breaking wires.
Yeah. A Sun Boy looks away and is talking to the robot dramatically with finger pointing. Lots of finger pointing in this panel.
Yeah, he's like double finger pointing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then Superboy goes, he's like, Superboy, go destroy more shit. And then Superboy goes, destroys more shit. Sun Boy is like, and now, robot, turn Crypto the super dog into like an evil Crypto. Who the fuck cares whether the dog's evil or not? It's a dumb dog.
I don't know why this guy wants everyone to be evil anyway.
He's a piece of shit.
I don't think they explain this.
Anyways, once Superboy's a good distance away, Superboy blasts that poor robot with his heat vision.
He totally melts. The robot is even going, oh! He totally melted this robot.
He fucking murdered this robot. He should get kicked out of Legion.
Yeah.
So,
they'll prove later, it's alright to kill robots.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Anyways.
That poor robot just died. He totally melted him, like, into goo. Wasn't he just, like, disabled? Like,
yeah, yeah.
He melted him into a pile of
goo. He totally destroyed this robot. And he says, no, friend, I went on a rampage to allay any suspicion that the Cyclops robot hadn't made Clark Kent evil. I didn't want you to bombard me with this. So, he didn't want to get shot by the robot, okay?
I like that he just fucked up the power for miles around.
Yeah.
He could have just shot the robot with his eyes, like, right away.
Yeah.
He didn't need to, like, pretend.
Yeah. The power gets knocked up, like, twice in this issue. Yeah. Sucks to be Smallville this day.
Yeah, they ain't gonna have no power. Or Willow Grove, wherever we are. Gonna, he probably doesn't care because it's not Smallville.
Hometown pride. So, Superboy's like, you're a dick. And he, like, he doesn't say that. I'm sorry. So he, like, grabs Sunboy, tosses him into the bubble, and he's like, I'm gonna take you back to 30th century. And, see, I can repair the damage I caused, but your Cyclops is beyond repair. So that Cyclops, if you were hoping that he's still alive, he's not alive.
He's I like that he even tries to explain he's beyond repair. He's a puddle.
He's like literally a steaming pile of, it's like,
it's not even robot shaped in the least, it's like a puddle of liquid. It's like, I was pretty sure he wasn't gonna be put back together. So, anyway, so then we see him, so he shoves Sunboy into the bubble, and he grabs a bubble, and he's like, over-explaining to Sunboy in case Sunboy is still confused.
Yeah, he explains like 50 times about what happened. You turned the wrong person evil.
Yeah. He's like, actually, Tom Tanner did us both a good turn by being the target of Cyclops Ray. I was unharmed while Tom became good, no longer a juvenile delinquent who belongs in a reform school. So this is this juvenile delinquent who, again, I thought was pretty nice to begin with.
Yeah.
Clark is totally fine that his personality just got warped by this fucking robot.
Yes.
Better him than me!
Sucks to be him.
Yeah, so he's pushing the bubble through the beautiful time stream post-it note wonder.
Yeah.
He shows up. Wait, you're right. You pointed this out to me. Next on the planet, Xanthu.
Yeah. So...
why are they there?
So, for some reason, they go to the planet Xanthu for no real reason.
It's great because it's like three panels.
The Legion's supposed to
be on Earth. Supposed to be on Earth.
The Legion is like based on Earth and Metropolis.
But for some reason,
I'm gonna write another letter. In addition to my previous letter. And you see, like, another Sun Boy is already sitting at the little desk.
With his little name placard.
Yes, so in case you're wondering if that's Sun Boy or not. As you see, fellow Legionnaires, and especially Sun Boy, this criminal imposter wore a lifelike mask and a device to simulate solar energy. Through spying, he learned about the terrible weapon you heroes had dismantled and buried in the past. Okay, I confess, Superboy, I stole their time machine to reach... Where are they keeping the time bubble? Where this asshole can just get at it.
They just keep it out back.
Yeah, he like hotwired their time bubble.
You see their tiny spaceship home?
Oh my god.
They just have the time bubble right outside.
They don't even have a parking space for the time bubble.
It's some lawn.
That's true.
Everybody's bikes are like resting up against it most of the time.
They have it like secured with a bike lock. So Imposter Sunboy is like, but how did you catch wise to me? Members of the Legion, like many fraternities and clubs, have a secret handshake. When you shook hands with me in the normal way on saying goodbye, I knew you were a phony. So, the way that they shake hands, I can't really show you because this is audio, but I will post a picture. It is just a clasping of hands. It is not something special.
It's not like triple fist bumping.
Yeah, I thought there's gonna be like
hip banging together.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like
shimmying. It's just like
I thought it'd be like finger wiggling and then like shit underneath your chin and then like fist bump and then like you go like spin your hands around and you like
do a little
dance.
No, it's just a
their secret handshake class. Is lame.
I like that. Like, Sunboy came over to... The real Sunboy came over to demonstrate the handshake with him real quick.
Aw, that's adorable! cute! Later, in Smallville...
Wait, if he knew he was a phony from the moment they shook hands...
Yeah. Why did he,
Why did he let him go and assemble the robot? And, you know...
Maybe he was thinking, oh, maybe Sunboy forgot the secret handshake. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I don't know, Clark's retarded. Why did he let a possible rapist hang out with his girlfriend and his mom? I waited to say goodbye, Clark. This is Tom Tanner speaking.
Oh, yeah, this is later.
I'm sorry, later in Smallville.
Yeah, so that's, that. By the way, Imposter Sunboy, it's done.
Yeah,
taken
that's
care
done.
Of.
That's done. Later in Smallville, I waited to say goodbye to Clark. Something has happened to me. I don't know what, but I feel different. As if something bad has been erased to me. As if I've been, I don't know, fucking lobotomized.
Yeah, lobotomized was the word I was looking for.
This is the second issue in the row where someone's been, like, lobotomized by Superboy. Do you realize this? This is fucking crazy.
Who else did he lobotomize?
What last issue? Saturn Queen.
Oh, you're totally right.
Queen. Well, look, Tom Tanner regenerated by the Ray. He wasn't regenerated. What the fuck? You don't know anything about science.
He's just using big words, okay? He wants to sound smart in his own head.
Doesn't seem to remember anything about my secret identity. How fucking convenient.
Yeah.
You better hope that he's really good and turned actually evil because he was good in the first place.
Right. Okay, so...
That'd be a nice
plot twist.
If they
made him forget anyway... Because I was thinking this was going the direction of he becomes a good person so he doesn't want to...
Tell
his identity, but he forgets.
Yeah.
So why was he even a juvenile delinquent to begin with?
Yeah. What I'm thinking is that this boy was actually good to begin with, got shot by the Ray, turned evil, now he's pretending that he lost this memory, gonna come back later, kill Superboy,
bum, bum, bum.
In issues 15,000.
I don't think so either.
He's like, I'm going back to reform school to serve out my sentence. Do you realize that now this boy is like a good person and shouldn't be serving a sentence? He's fundamentally a different person.
Now he's going back to prison.
Like, Ma Kent's all confused because, you know, Clark doesn't explain anything to his befuddled old mom, and she's like, what the? It's like, shh, Mom, I'll explain later. Tom recalls nothing. Our secret is safe now. It sounds like Clark just threatened him or something.
He's not telling anyone, not now, Ma.
What, son?
This
issue was horrible.
It's like, this issue was less funny, too, because it was just, like, confusing, and I'm a little tired now from it.
I feel bad for that robot. I have, like, a deep...
I know.
I have a deep, like, soft spot in my heart for robots.
Oh, God, you know what the next issue is.
Oh, fucking shit. Legion of Super Pets. Can we skip that one?
Can we? I don't know. Actually, no, we need to do it because...
The world needs to be spared. Panel. Oh, shit. That one panel. Just, like, looking through it, it might be the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
There are, like, flying brains and flying animals everywhere.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so, well, this episode wasn't that exciting because the story was a little boring and barely coherent. The next one should be amazing. And by amazing, I mean horrible. And by horrible, I mean hilarious.
So tune in next time. If you want to contact us, you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com, or you can comment on our blog at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com. And until next time, we'll be reading comics or something.
You didn't know what to say.
Yeah, no. Bye.
Bye.